Our show begins in Southern Africa. Zimbabwe got its independence from the United Kingdom in 1980, and since then, it's been ruled by Robert Mugabe, who was its first prime minister, and he became Zimbabwe's president in 1987. At 93 years old, he's the oldest president on the planet and Africa's longest-serving leader. Since he took over, Zimbabwe has seen a number of struggles, some natural, some man-made. Starting in 1997, President Mugabe implemented a controversial program that took land away from Zimbabwe's white farmers and redistributed it to others. According to the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, that crippled Zimbabwe's economy and led to shortages of basic goods. Inflation, when prices rise and money buys less, followed, and it was severe. In 2002, the CIA says President Mugabe rigged the presidential election to make sure he'd win. And in recent years, a drought set in, making things worse and leading to food shortages for millions of people. 72% of Zimbabweans live below the poverty line. Now, Mugabe's rule could be coming to an end. The country's military has taken control of the capital, Harare. Witnesses there say military vehicles are everywhere, but that the atmosphere is generally calm. Mugabe himself is under house arrest. 10 days ago, he fired his vice president, Emmerson Mnangagwa. He was expected to become the country's next leader, but President Mugabe accused Vice President Mnangagwa of, quote, disloyalty, disrespect, deceitfulness, and unreliability. Zimbabwe has an election scheduled next year, and many people there think that by firing the vice president, Mr. Mugabe is trying to clear the way for his wife, Grace Mugabe, to take over when the current leader either dies or retires. Both the first lady and the former vice president are controversial. But while Grace Mugabe has the support of many young people in Robert Mugabe's political party, Emmerson Mnangagwa likely has the support of the military. It says this is not a coup, that it's not taking control of the government, but that it's, quote, targeting criminals around Mugabe. But experts say this may be intended to prevent Grace Mugabe from becoming Zimbabwe's next leader.